Okay, we're excited because it is time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself. Yes, the Bob Ryan Report is on the air at WR1.
Yeah.
So we'll start with a little story for you about Mr. Everything himself today. We're going to explain to you, and you'll understand why we call him Mr. Everything. So yesterday we're doing the show. We're just minding our own business. And just brought up a little fact that something happened day before yesterday when this relief pitcher named Jake Dykeman was traded from the Rangers to the Diamondbacks. While the Rangers and the Diamondbacks are in the middle of a four-game series. So basically we said, well, all he has to do now is just walk across, switch dugouts, and change uniforms.
Yeah.
And then we just happened to say, well, I don't know, has this ever happened before? So like 30 seconds after we mentioned this on the
bat air, phone starts ringing.
Yes, our bat phone goes off. We pick it up. And who is it, of course, is Mr. Everything, who's known around here as the Bruce Wayne of Bat Trivia.
Right.
And he immediately says, okay, yeah, okay, here's the real story on this thing. And so, Mr. Everything, if you would pick it up from there.
Well, here is the real story. First of all, in 1982, Joel Youngblood was traded from the Reds after a morning game, an afternoon game in Chicago, to the Expos, who were playing in Philadelphia that night. He hopped on a plane, went to Philadelphia, and he actually pinch hit in that game.
Wow.
So he played now. But that's not the best one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Now, you all remember Memorial Day, 1922.
Oh, yeah.
What a
weekend.
Yeah, okay.
It was a doubleheader in Chicago in the morning, afternoon. And then the morning game, after the morning game, the Cubs traded outfielder Max Flack to the Cardinals for outfielder Cliff Heathcote. And they each played for the other team at that very afternoon.
Okay.
Wow.
Now,
so
see,
that trumps, but Mr.
It does.
Treatment.
That's pretty
it
good.
Does. Okay.
But I mean, I don't want to be insulting. I know everybody remembers the condescending the Cliff Heathcote and Max Flack trade.
How can you?
But immediately came to mind when I heard about that.
Well, see, there you go. That's why we call him Mr. Everything. He's like a walking, talking encyclopedia of everything in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about the Red Sox. The Yankees are in town. How concerned are you about Chris Sale?
Well, first of all, we're excited. I mean, this is something you circle on the calendar, and question. I'm concerned. I'm not panicked. When you consider the way they have tried to protect Chris Sale, the way they have treated him with caution, because his history is very clear. He's a tremendous pitcher the first half of the year, not so much the second half of the year. So they want to keep him healthy for the second half of the year and, of course, into October. And they've been doing a wonderful job of monitoring his innings and not overworking him, and he doesn't throw a lot of pitches. And then he still has a shoulder inflammation. Now, there's two ways of looking at this. There's the optimist way, which is this is part of the idea that maybe in a year's past he wouldn't have even mentioned it because it's just part of life.
Right.
And he would go on. And that's why maybe that he has had some problems because he's allowed things to fester. Or the real way to look at it, the pessimist way, my way, alarm bells. With all this monitoring, he still is fragile.
What do you make of Dave Dombrowski saying, well, it's the way he's throwing it, and Chris Sale saying, no, that has nothing to do with it.
The grip on his pitch, slider, which was shot down immediately by Sale, would have been better for Dave if he had just remained silent on that matter.
Yeah. If you look at Chris Sale, though, there's not one baseball mind in the world who would take a little leaguer and go, you should really emulate his style. The slingshot, sidearm, lefty thing.
Yep. It's not conducive. It's not a great, graceful form. It's not the form book at all. And you know, when guys do this, you worry. You remember the great meteoric career, the giant right-hander, Tim. And, you know, he slung the ball that way and it didn't last long. You don't know. It's very dangerous. He's a big, gangly guy with a wild... Now, part of his effectiveness is his motion is so, upsetting to the batter. There's no question. He's 6'6". He's gangly. He looks like he's coming from, you know, third base or first base or left field or wherever, you know. And it's very unsettling. But, but I just worry. That's all. I hope it's a blip on the radar screen. I hope it's something we're going to look back and go in October and go, boy, remember we had that mild little panic? And then the next time we see him, he goes out and he throws three-hit shutouts. So,
what do you think is going to happen this weekend?
Well, I think, first of all, each team goes in with a little built-in excuse. They've got the excuse. They don't have him. The Yankees are going to have the excuse. J-Hap. Who, if he doesn't pitch due to the foot, hand, and mouth disease, and what's going on with that?
Two
New York pitchers with a disease that is ordinarily, a children's disease, not good at all.
Watch out for their spitball.
Yeah, so I don't know. But, of course, the Yankees don't have Aaron Judge. So right away, they can say, we don't have Aaron Judge. And But I'm warning you, what they do have is Gleyber Torres, that wonderful young second baseman. He had 2 home runs yesterday, and he's one of the best young players in baseball. And he had been out for a month, and he's back. Oh, I'm excited. This is still going to be fun. The ballpark's going to rock. The Yankee fans are going to be out there. The Red Sox fans are going, Yankees, well, you know, because what happens.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, no question. And I'm just going to, look, 3 out of 4 would be, you're not going to sweep them. 3 out of 4 would be the goal, and a split would be fine with me.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm curious what you think about the tenor of Foxborough right now.
It feels different. We have begun the rest of our lives with regard to the Patriots dynasty. The vibes are different. It's just different. It's not going to be. Tom is 41. He's got new priorities. Belichick, it's just not going to be the same. And you know, look at the defections from the guys who aren't here that were here last year. And for a couple of them, you're scratching your head why. You know, starting with Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, and Nate Solder. You know, it's different. They're still a superior team. They're still going to win the division. And they're still going to be a Super Bowl contender. But we're in the new chapter. A new chapter in their history is starting this year.
If Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, or Jimmy G-String as he's now known, were still with the team, would the attitude be different?
It's hard to say because of the other things that are taking place. I'm not sure. I think what that does, it just reflects the fact that there's a difference of, you know, it just reflects the fact that Bill Belichick was not happy himself because he thought he had the plan. And I kiddingly said this, and it's only half facetious, and that is Tom Brady is messing up the whole plan by being so good again.
So good so long, right?
If you told Belichick 2 years ago that Brady would have the year he had last year, I think he would have said, oh, come on, let's be realistic. Tom's going to be 40. No one that does this in this league at 40. He'll be, you know, he'll still be effective, but he won't be great. And we have the replacement ready. I got the plan. Oh, this kid Garoppolo, it's going to be like handing it over from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. You'll see. Tom goes out and does what he does. And then Tom, you know, obviously not comfortable with the idea of a threat. And, you know, whatever happened. But we know this. Belichick did not want to make that trade, and he would have made a much better trade if he had waited. And so that's all we know.
There you go. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Everything himself, Bob Ryan. And, okay, just 2 quick things. Yes or no answer. Have you heard anything about the validity of the rumors going around that Kobe Bryant is going to come out of retirement to play for the Lakers?
I heard that yesterday, and it wouldn't shock me, the idea of him saying, hey, I could play with Shaq, and I wouldn't have all the responsibility, and I could play a fourth quarter guy. I would just put that on the back of your head, and don't be shocked if it comes true.
Okay. Yes or no, is Urban Meyer going to lose his job?
Yes.
My
guess is they're going to find out that he knew. That's my guess. My guess is that they're going to find out that he did not tell the truth, that he damn well did know about the incident in 2015, that will be enough, I would think.
There you go.
Okay.
Shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs. Bob Ryan, we did Around the Horn yesterday, and it was brilliant, by the way.
Of course.
The Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning will be up and running, and it'll be fine, I'm sure.
Okay, have a great one, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That's the name I was searching for earlier.
That's it. Oh. Okay, have a great one. Okay, see you later.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.